News with Nick. It's January 14th, 2021, the first show of the year 2021. And welcome, live listeners. Welcome, listeners from my Facebook wall. And we do stream on the streaming channel for the Portman Show, which you can find at portmanshow.com. We share their streaming channel. So if you subscribe to the YouTube, you'll get alerts as to when this show goes live or when their show goes live. So you can do either. If you just want to get alerts for show notifications about News with Nick, head to newswithnick.com and type in your phone number in the upper right-hand box, and you will get an alert either when we're going live or last time we did a show. Sometimes I don't have, like, I don't have the energy to set up the live stream also. I got to do all this work to do a show and set up a camera and do prep. I can't be doing also click the button that says go live. That's just too much mentally. So sometimes we pre-record the show and I put them up, and you'll get an alert on your phone if you type it in at newswithnick.com. And I'll tell you that one got posted. Like, the Christmas show was just a secret Christmas present, right, everyone? Anyway, you can also get the video version of the show over at the site. Just click on the episodes button and check it out there. All right, we got a lot to do, and it feels like there's a lot to do, but at the same time, it feels like there's not a lot to do, because it seems like the world's getting more and more tunnel visioned these days, right? First, we had this guy named Donald Trump. He got elected. The entire news cycle was about this guy. Then we had this weird virus, right? Every news story is about this virus. And now, all of a sudden, for some reason, we care about Washington, D.C. or whatever. And it's really hard to refresh the news page without seeing anything that's not related to Washington. We'll get into it, though. Let's see. What other notes do I have, though? All right. We do have a couple updates. So speaking of lockdowns and stuff like that, we had the UK has gone into what? I don't know. They keep going into higher and higher versions of lockdown because of the new coronavirus strains. So they had 3, and then they went to tier 4. And I saw a lot of people on social media being like, I didn't even know there was a tier 4. So it's almost like they're like, well, tier 3 is not working. We got to do something else. All right, just say tier 4. We didn't even write down tier 4 and what that is. Well, just say it and do something else. Anyway, here's a story. Jogger is stopped. By the way, jogger, that's offensive. And that guy would be real mad. What was his name again? Ahmad? Oh, yeah. Ahmad Arbery would be very mad at this article. Jogger is stopped by COVID marshal for breathing heavily. Lockdown Britons are today questioning if the COVID crackdown has gone too far after a jogger was stopped by a marshal for breathing heavily. The bizarre footage shows a perplexed jogger. Why do I even do a show? I cannot talk. My tongue is a literal piece of spaghetti. And every time I try to say words, they don't just come out. Asked why he was being stopped, the jogger is told by the high vis wearing security guard, because you are breathing heavy. How about we just watch the video?
Everyone else is running along here.
There are COVID marshals.
Are you a COVID marshal?
Yes, COVID marshal.
So why can't I run?
That's insane. COVID marshal? Did these COVID marshals have jobs before COVID happened? Did they go to school to be a COVID marshal? They're like, I've graduated with this degree in COVID marshalling, but there's no such thing. I really hope that COVID happens so I can be a marshal. No. I figure they're like TSA agents. Where they're like, wow, we got to fill a bunch of positions real quick. Hire the dumbest people and tell them they can make $26 an hour patting people down or pressing yellow or blue, pink or blue on a machine.
Along here. Why can't he run along here? Explain.
Sorry?
Explain why we can't run.
No, because you're breathing heavily and it's very
I'm breathing heavily.
When anyone is running,
there's no mandated mask outside. You don't have to have a mask outside.
Yeah, this is what we the law. I mean,
in the government, it doesn't say that I cannot run.
I can't just stop you. I just can tell you that you can't.
So you're telling me I cannot run?
I'm sorry that it's so windy. I really apologize for the quality of this man's video.
Yeah,
along here, along the waterfront, when everybody else is walking, and you stop me to tell me that I need a mask.
Not need a mask. I'm saying it's running is not allowed.
Running is not allowed on the waterfront, although everybody else is running.
Yeah, we're trying people.
Where does it say in any law where I cannot run?
It's written there's no bicycle and
run. But I'm not a bicycle, I'm a runner.
No, yeah, that's what I'm, no bicycle and running allowed.
Wait, where does it say I can't be, you know?
They're going in circles.
Where does it say?
So people are allowed to walk, but this guy was running and he's breathing heavily. So they're like, no running.
And they're going to put
From now?
We start from yesterday, basically.
So where did it say that to? Where did the announcement say? I said, I cannot run. The government says I'm allowed 1 hour a day exercise.
Oh, my God.
A day,
I forgot about that.
Me from running.
No, I'm just telling you. It's not.
I forgot that was one of the rules in the UK now, is you're allowed to go outside for 1 hour a day for exercise. Where have we heard that before?
Running is not.
No, you just said on the government website it says I cannot run.
Yeah. So this is my
the manager, are you?
Oh, he's going up to another guy. Alright, we have a character change here. The camera cut and now we're going up to another guy maskless outside.
Right, so this gentleman here just said I have to stop running along the water. Can you please explain the reason why?
You can run, it's not proper. What it is when the people pass it by you.
He just stopped me and said I cannot run.
So they've been briefed to stop people. When there are a lot of people, because this area get busy.
It doesn't say that on the government website. The government website says you can do 1 hour of exercise
a
day.
Yeah, you're not stopping you to exercise.
So he just stopped me from exercising.
No, he's not stopping you to
he
exercise.
He did, he stopped me.
He said, what it is they
no,
asked you to stop.
No, I've got this recorded. Okay. He said to me, please stop. You cannot run along the waterfront.
All right, this is getting boring. Let's skip ahead and see if we can accidentally jump to any point that's valuable.
Advising people.
Yeah, but I was nowhere near anybody. I was running on my own in the middle of the path. And he stopped me and said, you must stop running. That's what you said. You must stop running because of heavy breathing. That's what he said.
Yeah, so we're only advising people.
But I was nowhere near anybody.
But he's advising. So even if you go down further down there.
Okay, this guy makes no sense. Guy was stopped, not charged or anything, with heavy breathing, and apparently just let go. Assistant Chief Constable Owen Weatherhill from the National Police Chiefs Council said there was a deliberate effort to try to make it flexible initially so there was a degree of freedom or choice for people, but that clearly is presenting other problems. Let's see. Top police officers revealed that forces are in discussions with ministers that could see the rules on exercise and travel tightened to make sure they are uniformly applied across the country. He told the Home Affairs Committee that the travel restrictions were a real challenge when it comes to exercise that challenges some forces more than others, police forces. If you happen to operate in an area which has got natural beauty spots, that will attract people in. But the regulations are constructed in such a way as to not be constrictive on the type of exercise an individual might want to take. So there's a balance here between trying to allow people to exercise some free will, allow people to exercise some free will in the type of exercise they do, and why there is no physical restriction on how far you can travel to do it. Travel itself is not outlawed, not illegal. It is the activity itself and the circumstance of it that is where it gets into that realm of subjectivity. That challenges officers across the country, and that presents differently in different areas of the country. That was not me messing up. Whatever. So the UK going crazy again, or still rather, and it's like, well, I guess it's a little subjective if you're allowed to do any exercising or not. Now, since we did the last show, this big news happened, and we completely, like, it's been completely lost. The 2020 Nashville bombings on December 25th, 2020, a suicide bomber detonated a recreational vehicle bomb in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, injuring 8 people and damaging dozens of buildings. People near the RV heard gunshots, and the loudspeakers on the RV warned them to evacuate before the bombing, which was felt miles away. The FBI determined the bomber was 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner, a Nashville resident believed to have acted alone. Let's see here. 4 to 5 hours after the RV arrived at its location, people nearby were awakened by the sound of rapid gunfire in at least 3 bursts. So basically one of James's drops. Followed by a computerized female voice broadcasting over a public address system. All buildings in this area must be evacuated now. If you can hear this message, evacuate now. stay clear of the vehicle. Do not approach the vehicle. Your primary objective is to evacuate these buildings now. And were also among the messages broadcast from the RV. The broadcast warned that there was a bomb in the vehicle and a 15-minute countdown elapsed. And the speaker switched to snippets from the 1964 song, Downtown, where all the things are boomed. Is that how it goes? Responding to reports of shots being fired around 5:30 a.m., two police officers arrived in the area. They did not hear any shots. They discovered the parked vehicle and heard the warning. They and three other responding officers subsequently evacuated homes in the area and called in reinforcements, including a hazardous devices unit, while a sixth officer stayed on the street to redirect pedestrians. Two of the officers investigated the RV at one point and observed a camera positioned above its rearview mirror. The vehicle then exploded at 6:30 a.m. while the bomb squad was on its way. Does it say if it exploded right at the count? Was there a literal countdown that was like 10, 9, 8, 0, boom, like right on time? Because that'd be some movie stuff. One video posted to social media appears to show debris from the bombing landing on a building. So you're telling me they had 15 minutes of warning and no one was like, let's set up like a camera. Can we just like record the video, record the thing? Because as far as I know, unless someone in the chat can send it, there's no footage or video of the actual thing being exploded. Because whenever you go to CNN.com and you saw the story, it was just a security cam blurry photo of the RV. They were like, this is the RV. You had 15 minutes countdown to start taking photos and getting video and sending them to the show, and you didn't do it? To get a explosion footage? That's not mean to say, because they had plenty of time to evacuate. Just set up your cam and then run. Were they calling the bomb squad? They're like, the countdown, it's down to like 5 minutes. You might not want to come because we're going to know in 5 minutes whether it's a bomb or not. Anyway, that's kind of crazy. So who sets up a bomb with a warning? Clearly the man did not want to hurt anyone. Let's get some information on Anthony Quinn Warner. His remains were found in the wreckage. There's no indication anyone else was involved. The FBI is still probing Warner's motive. Blah, blah, blah. In the weeks leading up to the bombing, Warner quit his job, he gave away his car, and he executed a quitclaim deed transferring his Nashville duplex home to a Los Angeles woman for $0. Oh, you can do that? That's good to know. He had previously executed a quitclaim deed for a different Nashville home in 2019, transferring his interest in the home to the same woman. Oh, interesting. Reportedly, Warner had told the woman to whom he gave his car that he had cancer, although whether he actually had cancer is not known. Okay, if you have cancer, you're not allowed to buy an RV. That's a new law from that show that came out, right? If you have no RVs, if you have cancer, because you will make stuff that explodes in it. Oh my God. Crazy. I didn't even think of that. Let's see. Authorities initially said that Warner had not attracted the attention of police prior to the bombing. However, it was later revealed that Warner's girlfriend, as well as her attorney, had met with police on August 21st, 2019. The girlfriend said that Warner had been making bombs in the RV. And her attorney, who previously represented Warner, indicated that he believed her. Police were unable to make contact with Warner, did not enter his home, yard, or RV, and eventually closed the case as unfounded after an officer observing the home for a few days reported no evidence of bomb making. Okay, so the girl calls the police. They're like, this guy's making bombs. The lawyer's like, he isn't. He's making bombs. And the police were going, hello? Hello? Are you making bombs? And the guy was like, the police are, I'm just going to stay inside for a couple days. You have to lay low until the heat dies off. And just like GTA, the heat dies off in about 2 minutes. Oh, phew, we got away with that one. Is he gone? All right, back to bomb making. Here's an interview they had with his neighbor, which the conspiracy theorists love. Neighbor of Nashville bombing suspect thought something good was going to be happening. Let's see. I'm just going to watch the video. It's hilarious. It's a man in the street. His hat is just a cowboy hat. He's got sunglasses on and he's wearing a bandana. You cannot. So basically he's like, I'm scared of, it's definitely COVID that I'm scared of, but actually can't recognize me. Can't claim I lied.
2010. Rick, thank you so much for joining us. I can only imagine how traumatic these past few days have been for you. You say that you actually spoke with Anthony Warner last Monday, just 4 days before the bombing. So let's start right there. Did he say anything out of the ordinary looking back? Did anything stand out to you now?
Thank you for having me. No, ma'am. That conversation, nothing raised the red flag as something horrible would happen. And when I drove away from that conversation, I thought that something good was going to be happening for Anthony.
Explain that.
Man, I'm bored.
He said that he...
Skipping ahead.
Stopped strictly to ask him about his mother, to let him know that if his mother ever needs anything, you know, don't hesitate to knock on our door. Me and my wife would, you know, be more than happy to help in any way we could. And just out of small talk, and he said, you know, thank you. And just out of small talk, I asked him,
oh my God,
is Santa going to bring you anything good for Christmas? And he smiled and he said, oh yeah, I'm going to be famous. Nashville and the world will never forget me.
All right.
Wow.
And
so the bomber went insane, built a bunch of bombs, and blew up Nashville. Now, is anyone saying that he loved Trump or whatever? Because I didn't actually see that. We read the article. Normally, when these bombs go off, it's like, he was a Trump lover. But it doesn't seem like, I don't see that they're pushing that narrative. So maybe there's no evidence he was. Maybe he was just a guy that wanted to test out his bombs and he was tired of being 62 or whatever, so he's like, gonna blow this up. But this was huge news, right? Interesting case because he didn't want to hurt anyone. All right, NASCAR, or maybe what he wants to do. No, that's a dumb theory. You know, when you send out a threat and it actually proves to be true, you do put future people who make threats, like you empower them because it's like, well, if he had a 15-minute time, all I have to do is do a 15-minute timer now? People are going to take it serious now. The NASCAR is sending driver Haley Deegan to sensitivity training for using a slur during an online race. So I saw this headline. NASCAR star Haley Deegan apologizes for using a slur during an online race. I was like, oh no, again, it's going to be another one of those. What was his name? Ryan Larson, right? Kyle Larson, sorry. Where he said, hey, can you hear me, N-word? But she's been sent to sensitivity training, and she will not be allowed to race until she finishes sensitivity training. And here's a clip of her racing.
This is fun. Oh, hey, who's the retard behind me? Don't do that, please.
So she got bumped in her online race. A virtual car bumped her virtual car and nudged it. And that's dangerous because if you're racing virtually, you could crash into each other and crash into the wall. She's 19 years old and races in NASCAR, or at least some form of NASCAR. Maybe it's just the online series. I don't know.
This is fun. Oh, hey, who's the retard behind me? Don't do that, please.
Not allowed to say that on NASCAR without having to go to sensitivity training. Update to, this is today's update to Kyle Rittenhouse. He was the guy who went to a BLM protest months and months ago, decided he spent a stimulus check on an AR-15 or whatever, went to the BLM rally. The cops drove by. They're like, hey, thanks for coming out, Kyle. You need any water? He's like, yeah, I need some water. Thanks. Hour goes by. He's like, I accidentally shot three people. And then he gets arrested but released on bond. But he's done a little bit of a thing. Kenosha County prosecutors are attempting to modify Kyle Rittenhouse's bond agreement after they say the 18-year-old flashed white power signs while posing for photos, drank several beers, and was loudly serenaded with the Proud Boys' official song at a Mount Pleasant bar. Okay. So at first you can be like, oh, it's Kyle. He's just a kid with a gun. and he got caught up in a protest, and he didn't really want to shoot people, right? He's not a dummy. That was just bad luck. Rittenhouse's attorneys argue that he fired the rifle in self-defense. In a statement to TMJ4 on Thursday, Rittenhouse's attorney Mark D. Richards writes that Rittenhouse does not object to a bond condition restricting alcohol consumption, but rejected any connection between Rittenhouse and the white supremacist groups. So, unfortunately, he was found in a bar, apparently. So let's check out the motion. The defendant, Kyle Rittenhouse, was arraigned in the above matter, blah, 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 blah. At approximately 1 p.m. on January 5th, 2021. So, on January 25th, he was arraigned. Approximately 90 minutes later, the defendant, along with his mother, Wendy Rittenhouse, and several other adults, arrived at Pudgy Pub, a bar located, blah, 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 in Wisconsin. Local law enforcement was later notified of the defendant's presence at the bar, and surveillance video and still footage of the visit was later retrieved and reviewed. The defendant was present at the bar with his mother and several other adults for approximately 90 minutes. The defendant was wearing a t-shirt that read, "Free as fuck." Immediately upon arriving at the bar, the defendant posed for photographs with two other adult males in the group. In these photographs, the defendant and other adult males flashed the OK sign, which has been co-opted as a sign of white power by known white supremacist groups. Side note, you idiots in the media caused that to happen, right? This is not a conspiracy. This is really what happened. That on 4chan, this guy posted, and there's a screenshot of this, "Hey, everyone, we should make the media think that the OK sign is white power. So go and make fake accounts and start posting that the OK sign is the white power symbol and anyone using it is a racist." And then the media fell for it or something like that, or actual white power people were like, "That's pretty funny. We should actually do it non-ironically." So now it's a thing. And there's still an argument over whether this should be okay or not. In these photographs, the defendant and other white males flashed the OK sign, which has been co-opted as a sign of white power by known white supremacist groups. The defendant then entered the bar and was immediately and directly served a beer by the bartender. Basically, he comes into the saloon and the bartender's like, "It's Kyle. It's Kyle and his mom, so it's legal." The defendant consumed a total of 3 beers in the 90-minute period that he was inside the bar. Within a few minutes of entering the bar, the defendant was loudly serenaded by 5 of the adult males in his group with the song "Proud of Your Boy," which is an obscure song written for the 1992 Disney film, Aladdin. Is this true? What is this song? We're going to get a copyright strike here, so let's just skip ahead.
Okay, I agree that I've been one rotten kid. Some sun, some pride, and some joy. But
it's funny that I skipped to the part where he said okay. That proves that it's a white power song. The violent white supremacist group called the Proud Boys was named after this song, which is sung by its members as an anthem and for self-identification. They go, they start singing to each other in the streets. One person starts the line and the next one has to finish it, and that's the secret code. And then they go, "We're proud." The defendant later posed for several photographs with these adults in the bar. In each of these photographs, the defendant and other adults flashed the OK sign. In each of these photographs, every single one, the defendant then remained with the Proud Boys for the entire time he was in the bar. Okay. So then they make an argument here that his bond needs to be increased because doing this proves that he's part of this group and loves to say things are okay, and he could do more violent things. Huh? Hey, here's a history of the okay sign. Traditionally, this is still in the affidavit, by the way. I skipped ahead. It's 7 pages. Traditionally, the OK hand gesture has been used to simply mean affirmative or OK. Recently, however, it has been co-opted as a symbol of white power and white supremacy. In 2017, anonymous users for the online message board 4chan began a hoax called Operation OKKK to see if they could trick the wider world into believing the gesture was a symbol of white power. This is exactly what I said. Unfortunately, what began as a joke or a hoax became reality. By 2019, the gesture was routinely used by neo-Nazis, Ku Klux Klansmen, and other white nationalists in public to signal their presence and to spot potential sympathizers and recruits. The sign has been adopted by the white supremacy extremist movement, and the letters formed by the hand no longer stand for the letters OK, but for WP. Dum, 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 dum. All right. So Kyle is apparently a moron. We thought that maybe he was just a guy who got caught up in some self-defense issues where he shot some people who were attacking his life. Now, from a legal point of view, that may not be any different. But from a smart person point of view, who goes directly from their who goes directly from their pleading in court, or their bond hearing, and gets to the bar, and then is like, oh, some Proud Boys. Thanks, guys, for just happening to be here at this bar. First of all, that's a little strange. Second of all, I'm going to hang out here while you sing me your serenade song just like it's my birthday. And his mom is standing there like, this is cool. This is probably a good idea. Because in Wisconsin, if your mom brings you to a bar, you're allowed to legally drink underage. Thing I learned today doing research for the news. And he doesn't just walk out and be like, I don't think this is a good idea, guys. I still have a pending trial for being a racist. So how about no? He was basically like, how about yes? Okay. Not a good look, Kyle. See what happens. All right, on to the major news. You guys sitting in work, and then last week around the 6th, you're like, what? The Capitol is being stormed? There's an insurrection? It's a coup? Trump is having a coup? Is it interesting? The storming of the United States Capitol was a riot and violent attack against the 117th United States Congress on January 6, 2021, carried out by a mob of supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump in an attempt to overturn his defeat in the 2020 presidential election. This from Wikipedia.com. After attending a Trump rally, thousands of his supporters marched down Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol. Many stormed the building to disrupt the Electoral College vote count by a joint session of Congress attempting to prevent the formalization of President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. Breaching police perimeters, rioters then occupied, vandalized, and looted parts of the building for several hours. The assault led to the evacuation and lockdown of the Capitol, as well as 5 deaths. All right, so they go to this gathering by Trump. They listen to Trump speak. Here's what he has to say.
Now it is up to Congress to confront this egregious assault on our democracy. And after this, we're going to walk down, and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down anyone you want, but I think right here we're going to walk down to the Capitol. And we're going to cheer on our brave senators and congressmen and women. And we're probably not going to be cheering so much for some of them. Because you'll never take back our country with weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong.
I'll be right there with you, he says. We're going to march down to the Capitol and I'll be right there with you. Now, how do you think this went in real life? Did Trump try to walk down the stairs from his stage and be like, let's go? And the Secret Service was like, no, no, no. Which, I wonder how much control the Secret Service really has over a president. Are they allowed to be like, are they allowed to physically restrain a president if he's going to do something dumb? Because if he was going to, let's say if he was going to jump off a bridge, you could restrain him, right? Because you can restrain anyone. You see an old lady sitting on the edge of the bridge. You're like, no, don't do it. And you grab her and she's like, I was just watching birds. What the hell? But if he tries to go to a protest and march in the streets, I want to see that so bad. Of all the things I want to see, I think I do want to just see Trump in the streets going, let's go. let's go and see what happens. Do you think the people around him would be like mature enough to continue the march? Or would they just be like, oh, it's Trump, I love you. All right. So they go down to the Capitol. They get to the fences. Now, there's a million. I don't know how many people are there. Probably at least 500,000. These pictures are huge. This was a huge protest. People flew in around the country for this. And I didn't really know that it was going to be this big. But there's pictures, and it's like an inauguration. But it's a reverse inauguration of tons of protesters in the streets, right? So some of them are in the front. I don't know. How'd you end up being like, are the ones in the front going, how did I get up here? You ever been in the front of a parade or something? You're like, why am I in front on the Kangamangas Highway? I don't know. I have any, someone pass me. I don't want to be the first in. Anyway, for whatever reason, there's some in the front. They get up to the police barricade and they start yelling at the cops. And they shake the fence and they knock the fence over and a police fall over. There's a little bit of a scuffle. There's some punching. But eventually, the fence is down and people just walk right through it past the where the barricades were supposed to be. This guy says, we can take that place. And then his friend is like, and then what?
We can take that place. And then do what?
How did a disorganized mob break into what's supposed to be one of the most secure buildings in the world?
Here's a video of people walking in, and the cops are just standing there doing nothing. They're just standing there. And the lady with the camera is asking the cop, am I allowed to go in?
What?
I'm press.
No, you can't come in. Nobody can come in.
He's standing there while the doors open and people are walking in. He's like, nobody can come in. But yeah, to be fair, what's he going to do? But there's just tons of, just they're just walking in. They're not running. They're not hitting anyone. It looks like they're walking in for a tour.
Followed a group of Trump supporters as they walked into the U.S. Capitol and police officers stood and watched.
What's their plan? I have no idea. We got all day.
Is this where the Constitution is? Like, are they, is it a case? No, it's not there, right? The Constitution's somewhere else. They wouldn't just put it right in the Capitol lobby, right? So they just walk right in. Now, imagine you're one of the people, maybe you're not the front, but you're like six rows back. And mob mentality can be a crazy thing. Everyone's just going toward the Capitol now, and you're just like, I guess we're just walking into the Capitol? And then you would look at a cop, and the cop would be like, he's all but holding the door open for you. If I was walking down the street and I was like, is City Hall open? I need to go in there to do something. And then there was a cop there and he was holding the door open and he was waving me in and I went in. And then they immediately arrested me. He's like, this place is closed. Why are you storming the City Hall? It's like, what? You just hold the door open. Right? The cops are all but holding the doors open for these people. And they're walking right in. And now this is a storming. And most of them probably weren't stormers. They were just walking. Like, I guess we're just doing, I just starts walking in. You're looking around. What are you going to be? The one guy who's like, I don't think I should. Now, I guess maybe there were a lot of people who were like, I don't think I should. And didn't, because we just would have never seen them. There's no way for us to know. However, it wasn't just a walking in. I've looked up some other videos. Here's a little chant that was going on. This is the Hang Mike Pence chant. That's very annoying. Did they set off that beepy so that people would be like, that's super annoying. I can't do this anymore. Now they're in someone's office. America first. America first.
What are they doing out here?
All right, so now they're in an office. They're going to try messing with the
phone. I can't get an outside line. I can
call the U.S. Senate, apparently. Okay.
This guy's on live stream.
Hello.
Hello, U.S. Senate. Yes, we have a fraudulent election. I would like to report.
He's being
we need
very
to get
funny.
Our boy,
it's like the it's the first time he's touched a phone before in his life.
Oh, thank you.
You know when you were a kid and you thought it was funny to walk around with your cell phone going, can you hear me now? Yes. Or good. Can you hear me now? Just like the Verizon guy. That's this guy. He thinks he's funny because he's picked up a phone in some senator's office. Anyway, so they're occupying an office, right? And let's see, what else do I have? Now, unfortunately, there were some deaths, right? The main death that occurred was some of the protesters gotten all the way to the last door that they were going to let people through. Like, they got this one door and they were like, Minas Tirith style, they were like, fall back to the next level. So they fall back to the next level and then they get to a door that has some glass and they shove chairs up against it from the other side and like, do not come through this door. And there's cops pointing their guns at it. And one lady tried to go through the door and they weren't joking. They shot her. So she didn't make it. She's like, why am I in the front? I guess I'm just the one that gets shot. So they did shoot one person, and that appeared to be enough of a deterrent for the rest of them to not, like, storm the door. But what if they had been like, what? They shot one of us. Get him! And then they were all super mad, right? And now in the middle of this fight, there are some other doors they're pushing against, right? They came up to this door where there's riot police on one side and there's protesters on the other side and they're pushing through and an officer gets injured. And I watched this video and what becomes a little interesting is that there's an officer injured near the front and there's a protester near the front and he taps the cop behind the injured officer and says, hey, you, this guy's injured. Get him to the back.
Hey, you. Hey, you.
He's tapping the cop. Now, when you're a riot cop, I can't imagine how hard it must be to know what you're supposed to pay attention to. For the most part, it's just idiots yelling at you, freedom, freedom, you're a Nazi. Stop beating my friends, right? And you got to, like, tone that all out. So when someone's actually trying to get your attention to be like, there's a medical emergency, how do you even know? So he's still tapping the guy. He's hurt. He's hurt. Let him back. He's like, get him off the front line. Okay, we want to beat you in the face here, but this guy's hurt. Send him to the back so we can beat the rest. Like, he's a little too hurt. It's a game to them. They didn't really want to do a war, or they'd be like, yes, a body down. On the other hand, I guess it's like not everyone here is for the same reason. Like when the officer's mask comes off and he's like, oh, I'm really hurt. And it's just some idiot kid who decided to be a riot cop. I'm like, yeah, maybe I am an asshole. I hurt the guy. So crazy. A little, I found that to be a little interesting, right? I don't know. What else is there about this? As I was saying, there's like hundreds of thousands of protesters. If they all wanted to take the Capitol, I don't know what would have happened. They probably could have just kept going, right? But that's the thing with protesting, is you want to protest, but no one wants to be arrested. So all these guys that are just walking through the open door, they're like, I'm arrested now? If I were one of those prosecutors, I'd be like, entrapment. You were holding the door open for my defendant and he walked right in. And now you're saying that was illegal. How is he supposed to know that's illegal? The people ahead of him are walking in. The people behind him are walking in. And there's cops standing on two sides here, doing nothing and not telling him it's against the law. Checkmate, police. And I don't know. They're probably not even going after those that are that didn't do anything. But the internet's very happy about this. Every time the arrest number goes up, they're like, yes, yes, yes. There's even subreddits dedicated to IDing the people in the photos. They're like, okay, this guy is this one. We'll cross-reference it with his Facebook, and we'll send the tip to the FBI, and then they can hunt this guy down. You do not want to mess with the power of upset liberals on Reddit. They will hunt you, and they will get you. They will throw you into the woods and shoot you for sport. And then, I don't know. I don't know what happens. As I was saying, most of the people there didn't want to do an insurrection, probably. If they did, they might have succeeded. Although I don't know what the plan is once you get in and you go, okay, we're in the chambers. Does anyone have a pen? Because whatever you write down in here becomes law. Donald Trump is the boss.com. Right. So they're in the thing fighting people. And then Donald Trump has to come out and go on Twitter.
I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil.
All right. So Trump goes on Twitter and he says, go home. We need to have peace. But it was still fraudulent for sure. Definitely 100% fraudulent. Nothing has ever happened like this, but stop fighting, right? Immediately banned from Twitter, Trump is. Well, actually, here's what happened. His post was locked for 12 hours. And he basically had to take the post down and say sorry, and then they were going to unban him. And then Facebook was like, you know what? Actually, we're going to ban Trump. We're going to ban the president. He can't be on Facebook anymore because he's too violent. And then Twitter was like, okay, I guess that's what we're doing. Right? Trump banned him. Facebook banned him. YouTube was one of the last to ban him, but like Spotify banned him. Pinterest, which that's the funny meme, is like, Spotify banned him? What the heck? Every social media platform has now banned the president. Right? Oh, that's funny. We'll get to that in a second. Hours after this happened, they picked up the Electoral College voting and they finished. And I was like, what? How? I thought there was just an insurrection and it was the worst thing that's ever happened. But it's cleaned up in a couple hours? I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure it is what happened, but I was like, yawners. The BLM people can go to Seattle and they can take over a street for 3 weeks or whatever, however long that lasted. And you people can't go into the Capitol and just hold it for a day? Some insurrectionists you are, right? I was like, boring. Most of them were like, I didn't even mean to. They were holding the doors open. Right. There was this guy who thought he was super funny with the long hair and the beard carrying Nancy Pelosi's lectern or podium, as the other show would say. And he has now been arrested and his attorney is speaking.
Part of what you have to, you know, factor into is, again, you just have to drill down on what actually happened. You have a photograph of our client, you know, in a building, you know, unauthorized to be there with, you know, what appears to be a podium or a lectern. I'm not exactly sure which one it is called, but that's what we have.
Obviously, that presents problems for you as a defense attorney in that you have your client in the building at the time of the...
how are you going to defend
yourself? I don't know how to else explain that, but yeah, that would be a problem. I'm not a magician, and neither is Mr. Bigney. So yeah, we've got a photograph of our client who appears to be inside the federal building.
Is that him behind them?
With government property.
That looks like him, but they all have the same style long hair out there. So this guy thought he was hilarious, waving his hands while he carries Nancy Pelosi's lectern. And he's now been arrested. So we'll see what happens to him. Arrested for insurrection or whatever. Hang on. Let's see. What was he charged with? I don't even know. Probably nothing. Arrest warrant in Florida. Picked up Friday night on a federal warrant in Florida where he lives. Electron and gavel that were initially reported stolen were found, and neither object was damaged. And as you know, there's an extensive damage outside the, inside the Capitol. So he didn't take it with it. He didn't, like, back up the U-Haul. Move! I got to get Nancy Pelosi's podium into this U-truck. Nah, he just moved it to another location, apparently. So that happened. Okay, so Donald Trump deplatformed is what they say. Canceled. And he's not allowed to tweet anymore. He's not allowed to YouTube anymore. And it's scaring a lot of people. They're going like, what about the debate? Huh? You know, George R.R. Martin said, if you tear out a man's tongue, you don't prove him a liar. You just say that you fear what he has to say. Right. What? And yeah. Chess says, we've all picked up a congressperson's podium at least once. Yeah. Everyone here is acting like you guys haven't all gone into government buildings and yelled at cops or secretaries through that bulletproof glass and be like, give us back our friend. Give him back. For hours at a time, and then sat in police lobbies and been like, I'm occupying this now. And they're like, sir, that's public property and you're actually allowed to use the bathrooms if you want. I'm like, nope, I'm occupying. Right? Y'all are acting like this is, you've not all done this all your whole life. Right? That's our hobby, is going into these places and yelling at representatives. You act like you've never been in the top of a Capitol building where people are yelling at Congress people. Right? Here, let me see if I can find that. Oh, I don't remember the keywords. Sorry, can't pull up my... I freaking forgot that happened when we were at Concord and we were all yelling at the people for voting to not secede from the United States. Exciting day. Anyway, so Trump is deplatformed. He's still the president. He's still allowed to call up a person and go, hey, I'm going to do a media briefing. Can you schedule it? He's still allowed to have media briefings. They haven't canceled those yet, but... he's not allowed to tweet anymore, and he's not allowed to YouTube anymore. This is concerning people. They're like, what, are we all going to get banned from YouTube now that you can't be a Republican? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe. And other people are like, it's not a violation of freedom of speech because they're a private company. And I'm like, I know. I don't know that anyone is... is anyone still making the freedom of speech argument? It's so hard to know when I read these online arguments if anyone's saying that people have that Twitter has violated Trump's freedom of speech, or if that is a straw man so often, like the left is saying, people are saying it's a freedom of speech violation, but it's a private company. Twitter is a private company. They can do whatever they want. And I'm like, yeah, we know. Right? So speaking of private companies that can do whatever they want, Parler was a social media app, competition to Facebook, but their service has been dropped by every vendor and it could end their business. Parler CEO John Matzy said that his social media company had been dropped by virtually all of his business alliances after Amazon, Apple, and Google ended their agreements with the social media service. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us in the same day. He conceded that the bans could put the company out of business while raising free speech issues, calling it an assault on everybody. Now, just because you raise free speech issues does not mean that you're saying that I'm protected by the First Amendment, right? So if you say, oh, this is an attack on free speech, someone who says that isn't saying it shouldn't be allowed because of the First Amendment. Those are two separate arguments. One's a legal argument and one's like more of like a moral argument. Like, if we believe in freedom of speech, should we not take steps to protect it, even when it's not completely like a legal question? I don't know. We also do believe in the ability for a private business to ban people who they don't want to do business with. Right? I don't know. They all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. They made an attempt to not only kill the app, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor, from text message services to email providers to our lawyers, all ditched us too in the same day. The remarks came a day after Amazon dropped Parler from its servers, joining Apple and Google. They all cited the potential of spreading violent content on the site, which is favored by conservatives and is an alternative to Twitter and Facebook. Okay, there is proof that people on Parler were posting violent things against other people, right? And then Parler wasn't really doing a job of moderating it. Should they have to? That's another argument. Parler's just providing a service for people to get together and talk. Is it Parler's job to block people from talking to each other? We like to call, by the way, we call them terrorists now as of a week ago. Anyone who wants to yell at a senator is a terrorist, right? You can't be inciting violence. We got to get back to our business of declaring wars. Funny. It would put anybody out of business. He said this thing could destroy anybody. He has a point. You want to run a service on the internet, you are going to rely on some of the major carriers of said services. And when you rely on those and they decide that they don't like what you're saying and they take you down, that is a huge hit. Does it mean that it's impossible for Parler to exist? Obviously not, because the Pirate Bay exists. And I'm not sure what the overhead technically to Parler versus Pirate Bay is, but Pirate Bay continues to exist. It's on, like, I don't know, overseas servers. So should Parler go the way of Pirate Bay? I don't know. Should Parler buy a house and a couple server racks and put some servers in there and spin them up and see how much traffic it can handle? Maybe. If you do that, you're really only down to the ISP and the electric company. Those are the two places I think that could shut you down. And if you've got ISPs shutting people down, then you get into like net neutrality arguments, which net neutrality is not a thing anymore. So I guess you could shut them down. But that would be even more concerning. But so let's say that was just a side rant. But if big tech decides that the barrier to entry of having speech is harder for certain opinions than it is for others, then they are deciding what the discourse of the internet looks like. And they're deciding when you go online and you scroll your Facebook or your Twitter that, oh, most people say they think this, therefore, all of these people are probably right, whereas maybe the opposing opinion isn't there anymore. There's not a lot of examples of that happening yet, but there's a lot that could be coming, right? You're still allowed to be a conservative. Blair White still exists. Steven Crowder, I'm pretty sure, still exists, right? Does he? Steven Crowder YouTube. Steven Crowder's YouTube. There he is. 5.14 million subscribers. So yeah, you're still allowed to be a conservative on these media platforms. So But is it going little by little? Like, oh, no, he supports Trump, therefore he supports inciting violence. I don't know. We'll see. But the point is, yes, if big tech can decide the barrier to entry is low for someone who's not conservative and it's high for someone who is, then you will change the outcome. Anyway, that's cool. So Parler sues Amazon.com, and I did have the response here. I'm not sure that I'm going to read very much of it. Parler operates a social media service that has gained favor as an alternative to Facebook and Twitter. Parler prides itself on its hands-off approach to moderating user content. Parler's homepage tells users to speak freely and express yourself openly without fear of being deplatformed for your views. In interviews, Parler's CEO has stated he doesn't think it's Parler's obligation to monitor the full range of its users' content. He has promoted the service's laissez-faire philosophy on content moderation. If you can say it in the street of New York, you can say it on Parler, he said. What we've decided to do is let's just not do any curation, no fact-checking, Let people do that on their own. Now, on its face, it says, no fact-checking. That sounds awful. But you're at the bar and you're hanging out with two guys and you're drunk and you're saying stupid stuff. There's nobody in the background going, fact-check, actually. They've said, we really don't want to get into the business of the kind of determining what is or is not allowed to be discussed. So, Parler enters into an agreement with AWS, blah, blah, blah. Parler repeatedly violates the agreement. According to Amazon, in mid-November 2020, AWS received reports that Parler was hosting content threatening violence in breach of the agreement. On November 17, 2020, seeking to better understand Parler's approach to content moderation, AWS provided Parler two representative examples asking whether this type of content violates Parler's policies and asked for more detailed information on Parler's policies and processes for handling and mitigation. That's hard to say. Parler's policies and processes. 2 days later, Parler's basically like, we can't have policies and processes because it's too hard to say with our name. It just doesn't work. 2 days later, Parler responded that it had referred to one of the examples to its regular contact for investigation. Huh? Well, who's that? Hey, dog. I didn't want to say Fido because that's a stupid name, but it's like, hey, it's Rufy in the other room. Come on, Rufy. Is this good content or not? Mm-hmm. All right. Over the next seven weeks, AWS reported more than 100 additional representative pieces of content advocating violence to Parler's chief executive policy officer, including fry them up, the whole fucking crew, Pelosi, AOC, the squad, Soros, Gates, Chuck Schumer, HRC, Obama, Adam Schiff. Fry them up. Okay. Hashtag, here's another example. Hashtag, Jack Dorsey, you will die a bloody death alongside Mark Zuckerturd. It has been decided and plans for being put in place. Remember the photographs inside your home while you slept? Yes, that's close. You will die a sudden death. By the way, I hope that YouTube's speech-to-text algorithm is not doing this and then sending it off to Goog. Because I'm not really, this is just me quoting everyone. We are going to fight a civil war on January 20th, someone says. Wow! Form militias now and acquire targets. This is crazy. I haven't read this before. I don't read any of the show prep before the show anymore. I just go, this looks like it might be good, and I throw it in, and we start exploring it mid-show. On January 20th, we need to start systematically assassinating liberal leaders, liberal activists, BLM leaders and supporters, members of the NBA, NFL, what? NFL, MLB, NHL, and mainstream media anchors and correspondents and Antifa. Okay, they don't like the NBA and the NFL now because they got stop racism in their end zones. And you're going to assassinate over that? That's a little much. I already have a newsworthy event planned? Oh my goodness. Guys, we need to ban Parler. Shoot the police that protect these shitbag senators right in the head and make the senator grovel a bit before they cap my ass. Oh, wait, hang on. Before capping they ass. I thought he was admitting that he was going to lose and get shot. I was like, I'm going to make a scene first. All right, here's another one. After the firing squads are done with the politicians, the teachers are next. What? Rude? White people need to ignite their racial identity and rain down suffering and death like hurricane upon Zionists. Put a target on these motherless trash Antifa. They aren't human. Taking one out would be like stepping on a roach, no different. Oh my goodness. We all need to act like our forefathers did, kill black and Jewish people, and all leave no victims or survivors. Okay, so apparently there's a lot of examples of people saying mean things. Now, I don't know from here whether or not it's, is that just on the front page or is it in a private group? Can you say it in a private group? I don't know. On January 6, 2021, rioters supporting President Trump's effort to overturn President-elect Biden's victory stormed the U.S. Capitol. Five people died, including a police officer. The FBI and other law enforcement agencies have since opened at least 25 domestic terrorism cases related to these incidents. Content encouraging violence continued to grow rapidly after the events of January 6th and on January 8th, 9th, and 10th. AWS reported additional examples of that content, On January 8th and 9th, AWS also spoke with Parler executives about its content moderation policies, processes, and tools, and emphasized that Parler's current approach had failed to address Parler's duty to promptly identify and remove content that threatened or encouraged violence. In response, Parler outlined additional blah, blah, blah steps, blah, 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 that would almost exclusive, that rely on volunteers, blah, 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 blah. Okay. The argument's clear. You got to moderate your site. Do I agree with the argument? I don't know. Let's say I wanted to build a social media site. I don't know. Social media site, and I want people to talk about their board games. And it's just board. It's just people meeting up for board games, and they play it in VR. Yeah, but what if people wanted to, I don't know, go on my board game social media site and start an insurrection? What's that my how's that my business? It's just my site. And now what if the police start coming after me for hosting a site for board game enthusiasts? Like, you got to moderate this site better. I'm like, I can't. It's too popular. There's too many terrorists. No, there's too many people. And 0.5% of them are terrorists. What am I supposed to do? I'm just one guy. I just made a site. I don't make any money on this because I don't charge people. They're like, well, now you're going to have to hire more people. Like, I can't. Right. So there could be a line where it's like it's impossible. And the barrier to entry again to making a social media site is too high if you have to be a curator of the content. It should just be illegal to be a terror. Why can't you just stop being violent? Then again, it's like, well, I don't know. We do a lot of wars and we do a lot of violent things. So the people in charge going, hey, 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 please protest me peacefully. Please. Right? It is a little silly. Like, well, what if you really are evil? We'll protest peacefully. Okay. Your peaceful protest has made me decide I'm evil. And I will now change the result back to Trump. I don't know, guys. Stuff's coming down. I've been telling you. We don't have much time. That's what I've been saying. It's getting worse and worse. And now that we've had this attack on the Capitol, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Probably there's like 20,000 National Guard people that brought their pillows and sleeping bags into the Capitol, and it's just a cookout. They're just hanging out in there now, sleeping. Because I guess the military is just ready for there to be a next thing. So now that there's been one incident from a Trump rally resulting in a violent insurrection, every time there's a Trump rally, is it just going to be banned now? Nope, not allowed to have a rally. You're not allowed to gather and have an opinion of this sort, because last time you had an opinion of this sort, some of the people stormed the Capitol and tried to hang Mike Pence, so not allowed. Everything I've been saying for 12 months now, ever since March, that's 12 months, right, is like all the government does is makes you scared of something, the terrorists in Iraq, the virus. Now we're scared of the white nationalists. Just make the people scared of something and use that as an excuse to do more power things to other people that are tangentially related to the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking the Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt, to deny all public gathering permits on federal land across the city in the days surrounding President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration. I am requesting the Secretary of the Department of the Interior cancel any and all public gatherings in the District of Columbia and deny any applications for public gatherings during the period January 11th through January 24th, he said in a news conference. Bowser, who made her request to Bernhardt on Sunday in a letter to acting blah, 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 blah. Okay, so she's saying, please don't allow anyone to have a gathering. Which, by the way, it's a little interesting that if it's a right to gather that you have to get a permit. However, National Park Service records show that two permits have already been granted. So we can look at the permits. It's January 2021-01-04-21.xlsx First Amendment permits. Oh, great. It's been published as an XLSX here. Let's see. This is in processing, though. It's not issued yet. This is Columbus Circle, Freedom Plaza, Farragut Square, McPherson Square, National Mall, blah, blah, blah. The arrival is the 15th. The departure is the 24th. This is a, what is this? A permit request? Free speech demonstration against the inauguration. That's what they called themselves. 5,000 going, possibly. Here's one that's been issued. Washington Monument grounds facing the Constitution Avenue. It's going to be on Sundays only to display banners, clarify the truth, a Falun Gong, and distribute flyers and meditation. Wait, who's Falun Gong? This might be completely unrelated. Falun Gong combines meditation and Qui-Gon. Oh, Qui-Gon? Qui-Gong. I was like, that's a Star Wars guy. Oh, it's completely unrelated. Well, that's a permit for like meditating. Maybe they should go to that first. Here's one that's been issued for the 1st, the 6th to the 26th. Site one in front of the National History Museum. The purpose is to attract people to God with music and books. Only 15 people are going to that. Okay, here's one that's still in processing. Inauguration Day to support our President First Amendment rights gathering. Well, that was boring. This has been an episode of Nick Reads in XLSX.com. All right. And finally, Capitol, they were like, well, what are we going to do? Civil War's coming. So you guys, you senators might, we don't know if you guys are inside job people. The decision to require members of Congress to walk through metal detectors in the wake of last week's deadly siege has further inflamed tensions on Capitol Hill, at times prompting shouting matches between Republicans and Capitol Police. Members of both parties expressed frustration Tuesday night at the long lines ahead of the entrance to the House floor. Republicans view the measure as invasive. Several Democrats called them necessary as they increasingly view their colleagues across the aisle as security threats, and it all contributed to a sense of roiling fury in Congress ahead of the rancorous impeachment vote on Wednesday. Oh, yeah. I didn't even add that to the notes. Trump's impeached again. It's like a footnote. Okay, big whoop. Trump's impeached. It's a shame that Nancy Pelosi is trying to disarm members of Congress in the very place that needed more protection on January 6th. Lauren Boebert says, newly sworn in Republican who ran in large part on a message emphasizing her commitment to Second Amendment rights. This Lauren Boebert lady is like the Republican AOC.
Fanning the flames of the insurrection.
I will not allow the people to be ignored.
She spent the morning tweeting, "Today is 1776," and promising to fight with everything I have to ensure the fairness of the election. And after the deadly violence inside the Capitol, she proudly joined the group of Republicans objecting to certifying the election results. Congresswoman Boebert, now only 6 days into her first congressional term, has quickly become one of the new faces of the conservative provocateurs on Capitol Hill.
So there's that person that exists. Anyway, so metal detectors in the Congress halls. Is there going to be another protest on the 20th? I don't know. Part of me is just like, you know, the 6th was it. And then on the 20th, they're going to be like, guys, okay, if the cop is holding the door open for you, that's a trick. Don't go in. I have a feeling that at least 50% of the people that went in didn't even mean to go in. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I guess I'm in an insurrection now. I could be giving them the benefit of the doubt. Let's assume they all went to go in. Still, it wasn't many of the total protesters. I guess we'll find out. They were going to organize on Parler, but they're a bunch of idiots, and Parler decided that, oh, it's a great idea. We'll just keep our servers on a major service like AWS, and they can shut us down anytime. So either they didn't have very much forethought to that, or they weren't really planning. Sometimes you think, oh, okay, maybe these people do have it together and they got a plan, but then they do an insurrection and they get in and then they're like, well, what do we do now? So I don't think they do. Well, we can just hope nothing happens on the 20th, I guess, and then it'll be several years of funny Biden things happening. This has been News with Nick. Head on over to newswithnick.com. Type in your phone number in the screen and tweet me, twitter.com/newswithnick. I don't use Twitter, but I'm not sure what happens if you at me. Do I get an alert even? Like, if I don't log into Twitter, I don't even know if I get an alert. I don't know. At me on Twitter. See what happens. And then I'll learn if I'm still there. Oh, if Facebook's listening, by the way, this was a 100% joke. I'm a liberal. I love Biden. I love Hillary. Please don't ban me. I need to play Oculus. I'll post whatever opinion is needed on Facebook so that you don't ban me. Because if you ban and get banned from Facebook, you are banned from Oculus. And it's too good. Yep. They it's going to be one of those things where you're like, this is the Matrix? This is amazing. Okay, say you love Facebook and you'll always love Mark Zuckerberg and you'll never go against anything he says. I'm like, if it's to play Oculus, okay. I'm in the Matrix. News with Nick.com.